I'm Alexandra Detrolio. Pope Francis spoke to 70,000 young people at Rome's Circus Maximus following their pilgrimage, in which most walked at least 50 miles in the last 3 or 4 days to get to the city. In response to one young man's comment about the church's scandals, the Pope stated that though members of the church sin and give scandal, the best way to respond is to give witness to Jesus' love and live the faith as, quote, authentically as possible. In related news, a separate group of 43 young Catholics have published a letter to U.S. bishops asking them to, quote, take clear action and conduct an independent investigation into who knew what and when they knew about Archbishop Theodore McCarrick's actions. Archbishop McCarrick has been accused of sexual abuse against a minor, as well as against priests and seminarians. The group added that bishops should take part in, quote, formal acts of public penance and reparation for what's happened. The letter also expresses their alarm that McCarrick advised Pope Francis in picking cardinals and other senior positions in the church, and stated they are, quote, scandalized that McCarrick held such a position of authority. Fighting continues between Afghanistan's security forces and the Taliban in the city of Ghazni. Afghanistan's defense minister said that so far, the fighting has killed around 100 police officers and soldiers, at least 20 civilians, and 194 insurgents, including 12 leaders. The defense minister also stated that 1,000 extra troops are being sent to the city to keep it from falling under control of the extremist group. The United States has also sent military advisors to assist Afghan forces. On Friday, the Taliban attacked the city and was able to capture parts of it. Former presidential advisor Omarosa Manigault Newman is being criticized by President Trump's allies and national security experts for breaching ethics and security by making secret recordings at the White House. One of the recordings is reportedly of her firing by Chief of Staff John Kelly that took place in what is supposed to be a high-security room, the Situation Room. In an interview this weekend, Omarosa said she made the recordings for her own protection, saying she viewed her conversation with John Kelly as a threat and that if she hadn't recorded it, people would not believe her. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders lauded Omarosa, calling her a disgruntled employee and saying her actions prove a, quote, lack of character and integrity. Documents and equipment from Chile's military diocese were seized by police as a part of the investigation into allegations that some of the country's church officials covered up clerical sex abuse. The offices of 8 senior church officials were searched. The military diocese turned over all requested items and stated they are willing to cooperate in, quote, everything that is required in the investigation. From 2004 to 2015, Bishop Juan Barros led the military diocese, and Barros has been accused of covering up abuse by Father Fernando Caradima. Caradima was convicted in 2011 by the Doctrine of the Faith for sexually abusing minors. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.